Hello everyone. Hello Mikan.
Hello Annabelle. Hello everyone.
How are you, Mikan?
I am well. How are
Good.
You, Annabelle?
I'm great. I'm always great when you are with me.
Yeah, that's nice of you to say, but I know sometimes we have to work through things first.
Definitely, on the daily basis. So today we're going to try something a little bit new, a shorter format of the series, where basically I will ask only one question to Mikan. I'm very conscious that we're all very busy in our lives, and I think it's better for us if we talk more often to you, we share on a regular basis, but we'll keep it short. So basically, having now two kids, I'm very conscious of the impact and can have in my children's life. We as adults are conscious to be on a spiritual path, and we read the books, we listen to the podcast, we watch the video. By the way, there's the video from Mikan on I Am Mikan. We talk to a coach or a therapist, whatever it is, we are actively going inwards. But when I had my kids, I was wondering, what can I do for them? They're a bit too young to read the adult spiritual books, or what can I do basically to help them be conscious, more conscious, be well in their life, being able to experience life without resistance, or at least with the least amount of resistance possible. So my question to you, Mikan, is how to best contribute to our kids' growth and well-being? Is there something we can do to help?
Yes, of course. The best thing you can do for your kids is be who you are.
Can you be more precise? Because I think you have something in mind. You say who you are. We're not talking about the body mind, we're talking about the presence, which include the body mind and everything that we experience, but it's the larger us.
Whatever your experience of who you are is, you do the best you can for your kids.
So we already all doing the best we can for our kids.
Yes. Now, at the level that you are, at your awareness of what you are. So if you are fully identified with the body-mind, then that's the level that you would communicate with your kids from. But if your attention is to support them in the best way possible, then that's what's going to manifest. Now, if you look at it from a slightly different perspective, then maybe, you know, that wouldn't be the right approach for you anymore. So let's say you do a little bit of inwarders work and you discover some things about yourself and you work through them, and those things then seem different than how they were before. In a similar situation with your children, you might address differently at that point, but you're still doing the best you can for your children. Now, the alternative is to fully develop yourself into full awareness of who you are. So let's say you are what people call enlightened. Does that mean you can't have interaction with your children until you become enlightened? That doesn't seem to be supporting them in the best way possible, because then they would have no interaction with their parent. So you do the best you can with the awareness that you have.
I was expecting something like, of course, being, but also, would it be helpful to make them aware of the presence within them? Does it make sense for young kids?
I mean, that depends on many different circumstances. So trust your instincts, right? Sometimes you will feel that it's right for you to share something about that with your child, and sometimes it's not. I recall, for example, a video of Rupert Spira when he was asked the question about some of his kids or one of his kids. And he said, I don't talk to my son about this stuff. He's never come to me with questions about it.
True.
Yeah. But it may...
We cannot force spirituality on anybody, not just our kids, actually, but anybody who is not really interested. That would be a hard one to do.
Yes. So if you want guidance on if and when to address such things with your child, trust your inner wisdom. Your wisdom will tell you if and when and how.
Okay.
But don't do it out of a compulsive need, because you are afraid that if you don't, that they will miss out on something. Because then the fear of them missing out on something will be the driving factor behind your interaction, and the fear will carry over into your child. Whatever you put out there, it comes back. You know, sure. Children are like sponges. They absorb.
Scary vision.
Yes, exactly. You know, that's why there's perpetuity in cultures and families.
True.
What have you.
I'm well aware of the imperfect full-time mom I am. So just had a vision of horror. But I see what you mean.
Yes. So if you're concerned about something, it's great that you become aware of being concerned about the thing. Then you address how it, you know, the being concerned is for you, how that feels, how you think about it. And once you achieve a measure of peace with that, generally those things will start to fade. And it's no longer a concern for you. And if it's no longer a concern for you, you can fully be who you are with your child without the concern playing a part in your interaction.
And that would definitely contribute to their growth and well-being.
And whether or not it does is not up to you to decide, but you're just being who you are.
Okay, so my understanding is basically the best way we can help them is by contributing to our own growth, being aware of what's going on within us, like what kind of feeling we feel being our, or if we are conscious about contributing to our kids' growth, or even having that question. Might need to be addressed.
Possibly, but only if that seems right to you. Right? If you don't have this curiosity or interest or drive to discover who you are, then don't.
Well, if you're not interested in discovering who you are, truly, I think whoever is listening to that, you're definitely on the wrong podcast.
Or maybe this pushes them away even further. So who knows? It might be the right podcast for that after all.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mikan.
You're welcome.
This series comes to an end. I'm putting together a list of spiritual books for our little one, and we'll share it on my blog or social media where the inviters are present. So far, it's LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube. If you have experience reading spiritual books to your kids, please share. If you have names of author, illustrators, or books, that would be very helpful. I'll put that together and share it back to you. Thank you for listening, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.